Let's start with Vice Mayor Chris Rogers. Lots to talk to him about this morning. Hello there, Chris.
Morning, Pat.
All right, let me start out with the tough stuff if I can. So when this story came over my phone yesterday afternoon, I was outraged by it. And we're talking about Oakmont Senior Living, and the Social Services Department had them, well, they finally admitted that, yes, their staff left two of their facilities during the October firestorm without getting everybody out and without even informing the senior residents at those two locations. But the notion that they get off with 2 years of probation, Chris, almost more than I can bear.
Yeah, Pat, you know, I think that you and I and everybody else is too close to this to be objective, but it certainly feels like a slap in the face to a lot of us. And I think the thing that really makes my blood boil the most, Pat, is we in Santa Rosa, we know what heroes look like. And to be claiming for a year that your staff was heroic when we all knew you left 20 people to die and then there are no actual repercussions for it. It doesn't feel like justice to most of us, Pat.
The fact that they have to undergo some emergency response training and submit a new plan to social services, that just doesn't cut it. I mean,
quite frankly, they should have done that before the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, but doing that after, okay, that's important for all of us to be better prepared next time. But still, I mean, I can't imagine having a family member in one of those locations and then hearing this news. Oh.
Right. And Pat, there are so many unanswered questions for the public as well. It's not as though our neighbors haven't been following this from start to finish. There are still questions about why were they left? There are still questions about how Oakmont Senior Living got their permit to start the debris cleanup.
Yeah.
Who helps them obtain that permit? We don't have any of those answers yet. And it seems like with this resolution, we might not ever have those answers.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. And also, Chris, I'm wondering about litigation on behalf of the families and the residents involved there. Does this have any impact on that?
If I remember correctly, they settled out of court earlier this year, and that there was a gag order around what that resolution was. So again, to the broader public, we're not going to have answers for what happened.
Yeah, I think that's just wrong. To me, that's not a social service. To come out with this outcome. It's just outrageous to me. Outrageous.
Absolutely, Pat.
All right, on to something a little bit better, certainly a lot different, and that is I want to talk to you, Chris, about the changing of the guard in Santa Rosa. And we still don't know the official outcome of who will be joining you on the Santa Rosa City Council, whether it will be Victoria Fleming or Dorothy Beattie, and hoping to have those definitive numbers soon. But also, Chris, of course, the other Chris Corsi, the mayor of Santa Rosa, stepping down. And I want to talk to you about what the process is to announce a new mayor.
Yeah, and so first and foremost, Pat, as you said, we're not quite sure yet who is going to end up joining the council in Chris Corsi's slot. Presumably, right now, Victoria Fleming is up. I think it's by about 170 votes.
Wow.
But what gets really interesting, Pat, is most of the ballots that are likely left in that district are provisional and absentees that were walked in. And if you look at the dynamics of that district, Fountain Grove is more likely to have provisional ballots because of the fire.
Right.
And that's also more likely to be conservative relative to the JC area. So we actually won't probably know until the vote is certified who wins. I think both sides are cautious in moving forward too much right now.
Yeah.
It'll be a really interesting couple of weeks here. As for the council, we do the changeover in the first meeting following the certification of the vote.
Okay.
Practically speaking, what that means is if we hear over the next week and a half what the outcome is going to be, then the changing of the guard will be on December 4th. If we do not hear until after that December 4th date, then it'll get pushed until the December 17th meeting, December 18th meeting, and that's when we'll have a new member of the city council. Last item on the agenda, very last duty we all do before we go off for the Christmas holiday, is vote for the new mayor.
And
you have seven council members who all vote how they'd like to vote.
And does everybody want to be mayor? Does everybody sort of, campaign for it?
Well, I think that anybody who tells you that they don't want to be mayor is lying.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I think where it comes in is that there is definitely some decorum where typically it's folks who have been there for a little while who understand not just what's happening throughout the city, but how to run a meeting, some of those basics. Yeah. And then I think that there's also other things that are in play, such as what direction do we want the city to go? And not everybody is going to make the same push to try to be the mayor going into
I imagine
year.
Not. And it will be such an important time to be the mayor of Santa Rosa. And, after the astounding job that Chris Corsi has been able to do over the last more than a year, there'll be tough shoes to fill. But as we've talked about, the changes for Santa Rosa moving forward will be mighty.
That's absolutely correct, Pat. And I think a lot of the council members have sort of expressed not a preference in terms of who they want to be mayor, but a preference in terms of not having a contentious mayor fight, looking at what's in the best interest of the city and all of us moving in the same direction. And so I wouldn't be too surprised if you saw a pretty easy transition come early December.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing at this stage in our history, for sure. Okay, to the better news, free parking for the holidays. We all love that, and we just want it to be permanent, Chris.
I hear you, Pat. I am looking in the data collection of this to see what impact the free parking has in terms of people not being able to find a spot. I am not wed to the city's decisions in the past to have all of the parking paid downtown. We did just switch to this progressive parking model to try to make it easier to find a spot.
Right.
And so those will be the things that I'm looking at. But at a minimum, what we're saying to folks is we want you in the town square. We want you to come down for events, and we want you to be shopping local, particularly starting Saturday. And come join us.
Absolutely. So just to be clear, the parking garages are free for the downtown period beginning tomorrow, right?
That's correct. And I know I'll see you out at the tree lighting.
Yes.
It could be Friday.
Yes.
I believe is when it starts. 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the garages throughout the week is free. And then all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Good.
So that's where those events are going to be really important to have folks at.
Absolutely. And there will be many more upcoming in the square beyond Friday night. But I know you'll be there, too, and Chris. And I'm looking forward to having you jump on the air with me then, too.
Yeah. And I will tell you, Pat, if you want free parking, and I say this to everybody in Santa Rosa, if you want free parking, come make this a successful program.
Yeah.
Come show us that people are more likely to be in the square and spend their dollars locally if they have free parking. Then that makes it a much easier case for us to justify doing this long term.
And the timing couldn't be better, because we want everybody to shop local anyway. So if you go out and spend your dollars on holiday shopping locally, then you're going to be supporting that parking program, which would make it more likely to happen again. So, Mr. Vice Mayor, a very happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, Pat. You take care.
All right. We'll see you on Friday at Winter Lights. It's 9:15. That was the Vice Mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Corsi. So changes afoot for the city council, or Chris Rogers, sorry, outgoing mayor Chris Corsi. The many changes afoot for the Santa Rosa City Council in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be paying particular attention to that.